All I'm saying is this. There is a list that you have, a list of names of people that you have that you can contact. If you don't contact them, somebody else will. I just gave you three wonderful ways that you can make contact with people, being very professional, making it a win-win for you and that prospect. Here's a couple more questions that you can ask maybe somebody in your warm market. You call them, you form them first, you find their need. Let's say that you find out that they're kind of uneasy about their job and they're uneasy about a layoff that may be coming up. Man, that is simple. You just say, you know what? How would you like to capitalize on your people skills, your context, your expertise, experience, and knowledge? What are they going to say? Yeah, I'd love to capitalize on that. Really, are you serious about that? Okay, we need to talk. And then you go ahead, whatever system it is that you use. Boom, there you go. As you're forming them, you find a need. That there's a guy that you know that is single, and he is looking for somebody. You guys have heard me say this so many times. I've been in so many weddings, and I'm the godmother of so many children because I put people together. Why? I invited single people to a meeting and said, hey, listen, Drexel, here's the deal. I work with a bunch of women and men, and I know a few single women. Why don't you just come to where I'm going to be Tuesday night at 7:15? There's going to be a, you know, an orientation for our company and everything, but there's going to be a whole lot of people there. It's a great way for you to just meet people. And at least it's not a bar. It's not a church thing. I mean, this is like women that are success-minded, no excuses, no whining. They're women who are really trying to make a difference in the world. Hello, that's appealing to any guy. Absolutely any guy. And they've come. And I'm telling you, I've been in so many weddings because of bringing people to a meeting to network amongst themselves and say, Drexel, it's up to you once you get there. Totally up to you, ma'am. And it was up to him. He found his chick and he's married today.